ADUs, also known as in-law units or granny flats, describe an apartment inside an existing residence or on the same property. They have their own kitchen, bathroom, and sleeping areas, as well as a separate entrance. ADUs were previously limited to 480 square feet, but the new ordinance allows units of up to 575 square feet in R1 and R2 districts, and 725 square feet in all other districts. The ordinance also comes with new regulations on parking. Previously, ADUs required one additional parking space. Now, lots with ADUs will require 5 to 6 spaces, depending on the size of the ADU. Discussions over the changes to ADU regulations, first proposed by Assemblymember Scott Arndt, have been in the works since August. Thursday's meeting demonstrated just how much weight the changes carry, with more than a dozen citizens voicing opinions in person or over the phone, and another dozen in write-in comments. At least half a dozen of the voices in support came from Brecon Construction employees and their family members, and it should be noted that many of the write-in comments appeared to be form letters. Many, like Planning and Zoning Commission member Kent Cross, argued that expanding ADUs would help ease the affordable housing shortage in Kodiak. Cross spoke as an independent citizen at the meeting.
I'm going to echo what other folks have said. Anything that allows people to stay in Kodiak and continue contributing to our tax base and be part of the community is good.
Other arguments in favor included the ability to house seasonal workers, earn extra income, and allow elderly people to maintain independence in their golden years. Some argued for an even larger square footage maximum, and many felt the parking requirement was excessive. Here's Woodland Drive resident Robert Tucker.
I think you're going in the wrong direction with the parking. 6 on some of them and 5 on some of them. How many really realistic people are going to live in a 700-square or 500-square-foot home? 1? Maybe 2?
On the other end of the spectrum, residents like Ginny Shank argued against the ordinance entirely, saying ADUs would increase the density of residential neighborhoods and pointing out that a standard Aleutian home is not much bigger than a maximum 725-square-foot ADU.
When we bought our property back in the 70s, it was to invest in a low-density neighborhood. Please help me preserve the unique values of living on Woodland Drive.
When it came time for the assembly to deliberate, most members seemed in favor of the ordinance, but wary about some of the community concerns brought forward. Assembly member James Turner suggested reverting ADUs from permitted to conditional use in RR and RR1 districts. That would essentially require homeowners to go through an extended process that includes a public hearing and a Planning and Zoning Commission sign-off before they're able to start construction. Arndt initially resisted but relented after Assemblymember Scott Smiley, teasing about Arndt's recent re-election, pushed him to compromise.
I think this is a nice compromise, and I'm all in favor of compromises. When you're newly elected, sometimes you forget compromises, because you're just basking in the glory of your electoral win.
Who are you speaking about?
I was just speaking theoretically, of course. And at any rate, I'm all in favor of this.
Assemblymember Andrew Schroeder also suggested reverting the parking requirement to 1 space with the option for planning and zoning to require more. But here, Arndt refused to budge.
My answer is no, I will not support that. It is the assembly's job to make the decision here on this ordinance, not to make it arbitrary.
Turner agreed, citing the potential congestion ADU parking could cause without the broad space requirements.
I would agree with that. I think that street parking is a hindrance. I think that people should be parking on their property as much as possible. That's just my personal feeling. I think that I'm happy that it's in there.
Since only 4 members were present, a unanimous vote was required to pass the ordinance. With a conditional use amendment approved, Schroeder, Smiley, Arndt, and Turner voted yes.
Would anyone like to change their vote? Motion carries 4-0.
Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.